Ready for a lifestyle change?
Hi, Mom. I hope you brought me some food. I'm starving. What did you bring? What's for dinner? There's nothing to eat in the fridge but a half bottle of ketchup and some raspberry jam.
Hello, Justin. Well, hold your horses. Wait till you see what I've got. Let's get the whole family in the kitchen first. Is Dad home already? Where's your sister? Melissa?
She's on the phone with Keisha. Who else? Don't know what those girls talk about all the time. So what's the big secret? Let's see what you've got here.
Hi, dear. How was your day? I was just about to give the China Jungle a call to get us some Chinese food. Everyone, what would you like to order? Justin? Melissa?
Cool! China Jungle! Sweet and sour chicken for me, please.
Oh, hi, Mom. For me, some noodles and...
No, absolutely no Chinese tonight. Or in the near future, for that matter. I've decided that this family needs to live a healthier life, starting right now. First of all, we'll start eating healthier food. More fruit and vegetables. Fewer snacks, less sugar. Second, we're going to exercise more. And number three, this is really important. In this household, there's always someone watching TV, playing on the computer, or just spending time on their phones. And I mean always. All the time, from early in the morning till late at night. It's not healthy. So, from now on, it's less screen time for everyone.
What? Are you serious?
Can't be serious.
What does she mean with healthy?
But, darling, what do you mean with healthier life? My diet isn't really that unhealthy. I eat an apple now and then.
Yeah, right. So, what did you have for lunch today at the office, dear?
Just a tiny slice of pepperoni pizza from the Pizza Paradise downstairs. A really small one. And, 3 cups of coffee, or maybe it was 2 slices and 4, no, 5 cups.
There, my point exactly.
Mom, you can't be for real. You really can't think you could take away my phone. How am I supposed to live without my phone? That's, like, so unfair.
Oh, come on, Melissa. Surely you can live without your phone for a few hours a day.
Well, actually, Mom, I can't. It's not like in the 90s when you and Dad were young and you only met people at a barn dance or something. Hello? This is not the Stone Age anymore.
I do exercise. I have to walk all the way to the bus stop every morning before school. Hey, perhaps that's why I'm so tired during the first lesson at school.
Can everyone just calm down, please? Come on now, it's settled. We are going to try this because I think we really need it. We do want to live healthy and happy lives, don't we? So, have a look at what I just bought from the supermarket. Here, a big, beautiful cabbage.
Ew.
For a soup tomorrow. And some lovely carrots.
Oh,
carrots.
And here, some organic apples and oranges.
Yummy.
And a big bag of healthy nuts, which are just full of vitamins and minerals.
Sounds tasty.
You are going to love this.
Uh-uh.
I mean, after a week or two, of course.
A week or two. They say
it takes a while to get used to the taste.
Oh.
Then, for tonight, we have the best thing ever.
Scene 2.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Perhaps the meal was a bit too light after all. Perhaps it wasn't a good idea to start the lifestyle change with just some fruit salad. Oh, I can't sleep anymore. It obviously worked wonders for you, dear, since I haven't heard you snore all night. Well, there's still some chocolate cake left in the fridge. Darling, Just sleep on. I'll, pop in the kitchen just for a moment. What? What are you doing here? All three of you? Oh, I knew you just couldn't stay away from the fridge. I mean, in the middle of the night, you sneak in here and... and do what? Warm up all that fatty food in the microwave? And what's happened to the chocolate cake?
It was gone when I got here. I think it was Justin. But darling, we'll start tomorrow, I promise.
I was so hungry.
That was really good cake, though.
And what do you think happens when I can't use my phone? I'm thinking about food all the time now.
Honey, we've got to start slower than this.
This is not a good idea.
A little chocolate cake's not going to do anybody any harm. Look at Justin, skin and bones.